Hi, welcome back to America Stories. Today's segment is on 9/11. Today we have Cheryl and Michelle with us. Let's get started.
It was September 11th, 2001, and it seemed like an ordinary day. But little did they know it would not end that way. The day had just started when at 8:46 a.m., a plane slammed into the side of one of the Twin Towers.
The noise of the plane crashing into the building was like nothing I had ever heard before. I heard screaming coming from every direction. The noise was so loud that it shook the other Twin Tower, which I was in.
I didn't know what to think when one of the nurses turned on the TV to see the tragic event. I and others prepared the hospital for the worst. It took hours for people to start coming into the hospital because it was so hard for the first responders to get to the injured survivors.
All I could think about was family. I hoped that they were all okay as my kids were just down the street at the school. I was also pregnant at the time, only a few months along. I was in shock, unaware of what was happening. I couldn't figure out why anyone would do this and who it could possibly be.
I was so worried for my sister Cheryl and her baby. It was the first day she had been back in a week due to problems with the baby. There was no way of contacting her. I probably called her 700 times within 10 minutes.
I knew that my sister Michelle would be able to help me with my baby and make sure everything was okay. I just had to figure out a way to get out safely. I couldn't find my phone and it was starting to become extremely hot. I quickly ran out of my office and ran down the stairs as fast as I could. I saw people jumping out of windows left and right and panicking all around me.
I watched the TV, hoping to see my sister come out of the doors, but I didn't get the chance before the patients started coming in. The patients had third-degree burns, missing limbs, deep cuts, etc. I addressed as many people as I could and did exactly as the doctor said. There was no time to waste.
It seemed it was only seconds later when the second plane came crashing into the South Tower, the one I had just gotten out of safely. This happened at 9:03 a.m. I watched it happen with my own eyes. I couldn't believe this was happening. It didn't seem real.
Sometime around 9, one of the nurses working with me said that a plane slammed into the side of the South Tower. I had no clue at the time if my sister had been injured. I prayed she wouldn't have to come in on a stretcher.
I immediately went to go get my kids as well as Michelle's kids from the school since I knew she was extremely overwhelmed helping the hundreds of people that were injured from this attack. When I got to the school, everything was chaotic. I quickly found all of the children who were in tears. I tried calling Michelle, but there was no response. I began to worry about her as her kids were panicking, asking if she was okay.
A number came across my pager that was from the school. I wanted to go see the school, to go see why the school was calling, but I couldn't due to all the patients. I was so worried something had happened to the school since it was just down the street from the towers.
As the kids and I ran down to the hospital where Michelle was working, everything was a mess. There were people running around everywhere screaming for help. In that very moment, everything went gray. There was fumes and dust everywhere, and all you could smell was the smoke. We all rushed in the hospital building, hoping that we would be safe there.
As I was placing an IV into someone's arm, a horrible noise came from outside. It was the loudest thing I'd ever heard in my whole life. The hospital shook. Some of the glass broke on the upper levels. It was so hard to stay in control of the patients. I myself started to lose control and worried about my kids and Cheryl. After I was done placing the IV, I ran down to the nurse's station where I was told that both the towers had fallen into rubble.
Finally, we found Michelle and I had never felt more relieved. If something happened to us, at least we knew we would all be together. Her kids ran into her arms and everything seemed okay for a brief couple seconds. If only it could have stayed that way. Each minute, 20 more people would come rushing into the ER. There were more injured people than there were doctors. It was the most horrific thing I had ever experienced. I couldn't even imagine what the kids were thinking. I just wish I could have protected them.
I was so relieved when my kids ran into my arms. I could see my sister and her kids. After all I could think was checking Cheryl and her baby. I took her up to the neonatal floor so I could use the proper equipment to make sure she was okay. I placed an oxygen mask on her and the kids to make sure that they were okay after inhaling the smoke and chemicals lingering in the gray dust. I had a doctor come over and check in on Cheryl. I had the doctor meet with me, and she said everything will be fine as long as she calms down. It's not healthy to be frantic while pregnant. I went into the room to tell Cheryl what the doctor had said. She was relieved to hear the good news.
Luckily, I had just talked to my husband, and he told me that he was all right and that he would try to come as soon as he could. I just found out that my baby was all right, which took a huge weight off of my shoulders. As I was laying down in the hospital bed trying to relax, I had the TV on, which showed that another plane had crashed into the Pentagon. I prayed that there would be no more crashes from now on and that we would all be safe.
Looking back, I'm thankful that my family was able to stay safe. Sadly, not everyone made it out alive or unscathed. My heart goes out to all the families affected by 9/11 because I can't imagine how traumatic it must have been to have lost a loved one due to these attacks.
I now have a beautiful daughter that will be graduating high school this year, and I am so proud of her. I named her after my close friend, Eve, who was not lucky enough to make it out of the towers in time. I am reminded of this tragic event every day and will never forget those who were lost on that day. I will forever be grateful that none of my family members' lives were taken on this day. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. 9/11 was a very tragic event that affected the entire world.
We would like to thank Cheryl and Michelle for being here with us today and telling their stories about 9/11.
Thank you.